Welcome, everyone, to the Empower Up podcast. I'm Jeremy Boren, Gray Matters brand manager. And this morning, we have some really special guests. We actually have three guests this morning. One is my colleague, Sal Ajazi from Gray Matter. And we also have Steve Henson from Bell and Craig Carpinelli, also from Bell. And we're going to be talking a little cybersecurity this morning at Transform 2019. And these guys had a chance to present yesterday about a challenge that they face and tackled with Gray Matter and also Temper. Welcome, guys. Thanks for getting up a little early.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, a little bit early this morning before the last day of sessions at Transform to kind of get into this. So if we could just start off with Craig, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and about what you do at Bell?
I've been working at Bell for approximately 33 years, coming up this month. I've been in a lot of different roles, but the technology's been basically the same. SCADA, CAD/CAM, integration, shop floor support, those types of technologies.
But the helicopters have gotten a lot cooler, right?
Yes, and of course we expanded to tilt rotor, which is even more cool than standard helicopters.
Absolutely, yeah. And Steve?
I've been at Bell for about 20 years, have a history before that in the oil industry and a couple of other manufacturing companies, as well as worked at a newspaper. Have worked mostly.
That's my background.
Really?
Yes.
I've worked mostly in infrastructure for a lot of my career, system administration, done application development and such. I started life as a COBOL programmer, believe it or not. But the last 10 years in particular have worked very heavily with SCADA systems and such. I have supported manufacturing systems at Bell since practically the day that I arrived at Bell. So not unfamiliar with the shop floor and with the manufacturing technologies there.
Cool. And Sal?
Yes. I'm at Gray Matter, and as a data advisor, I'm based out of Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I've been working with these fine folks for the last 3 years, and they're thanks to them for putting up with me for 2-3 years.
That's 2-3 years. That's a great relationship. First time at Transform for both of you, right? Or you've been before?
I've been once. I was here three years ago.
Okay.
Cool. First time for me.
First time. That's right. So what have you thought so far?
It's been good, both from being able to share and also hearing the various speakers. They were very insightful and encouraging and reminding us that there are hard things out there we need to do and don't give up and be patient.
Are there a lot of opportunities to, there's probably a lot of conferences for cybersecurity. Are there opportunities like this all the time, or, is this a little out of the ordinary?
There are some, but because of our relationship with Gray Matter, that has helped us, because we've done projects with them, so that's helped. There's others out there, but they're more out, on the fringe, so to speak, from our perspective.
You get a little more detailed, more into the nitty-gritty. Yeah, what have you thought, Steve?
I thought it's been really good. Like Craig said, the sessions were really good. The keynotes yesterday I thought were very good. So a lot of good content, a lot of good customer stories that we've heard.
Cool. All right. So speaking of customer stories, since you guys presented a little bit on this yesterday, let's talk a little bit about what Bell and Gray Matter and also Temper did together. Craig, could you just talk a little bit about the challenge that you guys wanted to tackle and when you started talking with Sal and just kind of go from there?
Sure. We've been looking for solutions to help us with protection of equipment on the shop floor for almost 2 decades, and we just knew that it was, for the most part, almost seemed to be a lost cause. Then Steve attended Transform 3 years ago and rediscovered, because we kind of knew about Asgard, which turned into Tempered Networks.
Right.
Rediscovered Tempered and realized that we could now start micro-segmenting our network and protecting individual assets, because a lot of times we have assets that hurt other assets, or I say hurt, you mean infect or
impact.
Or impact.
I like impact.
Is the best word. So the tempered solution was going to be able to handle all the things that we wanted and more, giving us not just micro-segmentation, but encryption and other robust solution features.
Sure. And Steve, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, one of the first steps to that, I think, was a proof of concept, right? Could you take us through that a little bit, how that came to be and how you implemented it?
Sure. Actually, we'll start a little before that.
Sure.
So after I attended Transform 3 years ago, we brought in Gray Matter, brought in Tempered, began looking at the technology, realized that it really could suit our needs. So we had to do a lot of work within our organization to really socialize that, did a lot of formal and informal conversations, communication and such. Finally, we're able to put together several use cases. And one of those turned into our proof of concept. And one of the things we really looked at was what are the issues that matter to our management? And so we built a proof of concept based on that to give us a better chance of succeeding.
I thought one of the interesting things that I talked with Sal about originally, and I think was mentioned in the presentation, is that you know, a lot of the machines you're trying to protect can be expensive to upgrade or certainly replace. And so is that one of the reasons why micro-segmentation was a good solution for this? Is because you're making use of your current capital, you know, and being able to mitigate and protect that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Many of our machines, our supplier will say, if you make a change, you now own that and we won't support you. And they're not trying to be mean necessarily. They just know that their configuration is set. And it's a lot of times a legacy machine, which means it's been there for 10, 15 years, and they're no longer really making changes to those. So micro-segmentation really helps us with that. We also have machines that had old OS, Windows OSs, that if you changed it would affect the way the machine runs. And when that happens, you're really opening the door to a lot of problems, reconfiguration, certification of your parts and other issues that are more than just the machine itself.
Right, right. And that's something that we read about in the news too, just about, you know, especially in the industrial space, those machines having those older OS installed and the vulnerabilities therein. So,
right.
Sal, had you encountered this type of challenge before you started working with Bell, or was this a new one for you?
Actually, I had another client of mine that they had some old software that they were using, and they were running on Windows 95. And then when that happened, that they either have to scrap the whole program or they find a way to use that same software and technology to continue that platform. So when we introduced that through Tempered, that worked. And when I was talking to Steve and Craig, and that reminded me, because they mentioned that some of their equipment is very sensitive and old, and they really, and very expensive. Some of them, I don't know if you recall that, them, they don't even make those equipment anymore. And in order for them to change, it would have been huge effort. So that's right. When we start talking and say, I introduced the concept, there are some other companies have used this technology to extend the life of their operations system.
Sure.
And that's when we started discussing.
Right. And that actually brings me to another thing that I wanted to ask you about, is how you built support for it within your own company. And I'm sure that anytime you can say we can get more life out of something we already have rather than making a, you know, huge new capital investment, that's one way to do it. But what are some of the other ways that you're able to you know, make that inroad and persuade those who needed to be persuaded?
The biggest ally that we needed was our cybersecurity team. So, you know, they were constantly talking to us about the old OSs on the shop floor, and we were talking to them and then explaining to them that, you know, look, these can't be just replaced. You know, we can't just upgrade the OS and move on down the road. The machining equipment is, as Craig said, 15, 20. We've got equipment on the floor that's 50 years old that's still being used. So working with them and helping them understand, you know, look, we can get these off your radar. We can make this Windows XP disappear so that you don't see it anymore. We can make sure that it doesn't show up in all the vulnerability assessments and those kinds of things.
So that it's cloaked, right?
Right. As well as, though, you know, we can protect it and we can encrypt the data. There's, you know, some government requirements that came about last year requiring encrypted data communication. We have a wide area network, a plant in Amarillo that we communicate with. So we were sending FTP traffic, which is, of course, usernames and passwords in clear text over the network. So also being able to use tempered and say, we can encrypt that data as is. We don't have to make any changes to the manufacturing equipment. Don't have to change how data is transmitted, but the data is completely encrypted across that wire. Was also something that we discussed.
It's really a win-win for us because we're increasing cybersecurity, we're increasing protection, but we're increasing functionality because once we flatten out our network through tempered, we can get to things we couldn't connect to before.
Right.
And it'll be a dedicated connection, right, and not be vulnerable.
Right.
And the threat vectors are still minimized.
And it sped things up too, right? I remember you telling me about that when we spoke at first, that you were seeing better connectivity overall. Is that a good way to think about it?
We were seeing cleaner connectivity.
Cleaner. Okay.
So the traffic was a lot cleaner. We have an equipment utilization system that actually monitors the equipment in real time. Our supplier representative for that noticed every time we transitioned a machine to tempered, the communication cleared up. They didn't see the packet drops. They didn't see a lot of things. So the communication between the server that was collecting data and the machine itself were a lot cleaner. Also, we showed a trace route to our cybersecurity director of tempered versus non-tempered between Fort Worth and Amarillo, and of course it's 7, 6, 7, 8 hops, whatever, mm-hmm. showing all the IP addresses in between over the standard wide area network. Over tempered, it's one hop, and it's the tempered address, which mm-hmm. is really not even valid for our network. And so he looked at that and he said, I like that. We're not exposing those IP addresses as potential attack targets.
That's cool. One other thing that I remember you guys were telling me about is to know your environment. And I think that was a theme that you talked about during yesterday's presentation. And I really like that because that's one of those concepts that I think, you know, applies in cybersecurity, but also to really almost anything that you try to do. But could you go into that a little bit about why that is so critical to know your environment as a cybersecurity professional?
Sure. Because there's so much variation, at least in our environment, we have to know what version of PLC are we working with, what OS, what version of OS. All those things are critical to know if we can do something or what we can change. And unfortunately, that seems to be one of the last things people do is to document. So our maintenance folks, they document at a high level, and our IT folks don't document as far as the shop floor very much at all. So we have that gap, and we basically fill it right now. We hope to eventually get enough momentum and inertia to where we have that more front line, front and center when it comes to cybersecurity and IT and maintenance. Everybody's talking on the same song sheet.
The last thing I wanted to ask about is just looking ahead. You know, is there more challenges ahead or something else you want to tackle in a similar way? And that's really a question for anybody who wants to take it on.
Well, maybe we all can just throw a few things in.
Sure, yeah,
well,
be great.
Because we've learned how this technology works and are more comfortable with it now than ever before, we see so much more opportunity in a lot of different places. So then it's more of the socialization again of the solution and talking to folks and showing them the business cases and the other needs that they have. They may not even know that we can supply a good solution for.
Mm-hmm.
And even across our other businesses, there's other businesses in our corporation that need this solution for some of their problems.
What advice would you offer to somebody who is maybe embarking on the same road?
You want to tackle that?
Sure. I think as we talked about before, the first thing is know what problem you're trying to solve.
Right.
Know what equipment you've got down there. We learned a lot, even though we had pretty good documentation. We learned a lot about some of the things on the shop floor, some of the interconnections that we didn't realize mm-hmm. were there. as we began to roll this out. The other thing is just continue to talk about it. Be patient, be persistent, take the opportunities, research the solution, know how it can fit. Those were some of the big things, I think, that led to our success.
Yeah, and it sounds like the type of thing that can also, you know, it helps you keep that momentum. You know, you got this one, you tackled it right. Now the next one, you have that much more credibility and credence to lend to what you want to do.
Yeah. One other thing, too, we presented to our management our progress here a few weeks ago. And one of the biggest things that we could say was we did everything we said we'd do.
Whatever you can tell your boss, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And one thing that I'm going to add is that Craig and Steve has really got the technology, and they understand that, and their group is part of a Textron group, and they're more tech-savvy group. But they have the other groups are not as tech-savvy, so they are really helping educate other groups to see how they can handle those challenges. Another use case that I see that is very popular is using this technology to easily allow remote support people to come in and service or work on your equipment remotely and securely. And that's very, very, very common because everybody is relying on manufacturers and supports and all that and updates. And this technology, Craig and I talked about it, how that will enable them to. And I think you have one use case where one of your person was able to connect remotely and securely, and that never happened before, you know. So I think that's very, very, very applicable scenario for use case for a lot of different companies, especially also with Bell.
Sure. Well, guys, thank you for taking time before your breakfast to join us at the Empower Up podcast. So it's been a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of Transform.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
That's it for this week's edition of the Empower Up podcast. Thanks for listening. Just as a reminder, please go on to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. At Gray Matter, we really thrive on data and feedback. So we'd love to hear from you about what you think about the podcast, what you'd like to hear in the future. Ideas for future episodes and guests are always welcome, and so are those reviews. So find us on Apple Podcasts, click rate and review. It really helps spread the word about the podcast. And you can also find us on a bunch of other podcast platforms, including Spotify, Pocket Casts, and Anchor, and also Google Podcasts. So thanks again for listening this week, and we'll see you next time.